Hello there, this is Chapter 12, Routine Operations. There is 102 questions in this chapter. Number 1. The call sign of an amateur station must be transmitted at the beginning and at the end of each exchange of communications and at the intervals not greater than 30 minutes. Number 2. What is the longest period of time an amateur station can operate without transmitting its call sign? 30 minutes. Number 3. The call sign of an amateur station must be sent at the beginning and the end of each exchange of communications and at least every 30 minutes while in communications. Number 4. Why is it a good idea to have a way to operate your amateur station without using commercial AC power lines? So you may provide communications in an emergency. Number 5. What is the proper cue signal to use to see if a frequency is in use before transmitting on CW? QRL. Number 6. What is a QSL card? A written proof of communication between two amateurs. Number 7. The cue signal indicating that you want the other station to send slower is QRS. Number 8. What is an azimuthal map? A map projection centered on a particular location used to determine the shortest path between two points on the Earth's surface. Number 9. What is the meaning of the cue signal QRS? Send more slowly. Number 10. What is the proper cue signal to use to ask if someone is calling you on CW? QRZ. Number 11. What is the proper distress call to use when operating the phone? Say Mayday several times. Number 12. Station logs and confirmation QSL cards are always kept in UTC or Universal Time Coordinated. Where is that time based? Greenwich, England. Number 13. If you are in contact with another station and you hear an emergency call for help on your frequency, what should you do? Immediately stop your contact and take the emergency call. Number 14. What method is used by radio amateurs to provide written proof of communication between two amateur stations? A signed postcard listing contact date, time, frequency, mode, and power, called a QSL card. What is the one meaning of the cue signal QSY? Change frequency. Number 16. In order of priority, a distress message comes before an urgency message. Number 17. The signal QRN means I am troubled by static. Number 18. When you use your amateur station to transmit an SOS or Mayday in a life-threatening distress situation. Number 19. If you are communicating with another amateur station and hear a station in distress breaks in, what should you do? Acknowledge the station in distress and determine its location and what assistance may be needed. Number 20. To set your station clock accurately to UTC, you could receive the most accurate time off the air from CHU, WWV, or WWVH. Number 21. What is the proper distress call to use when operating CW? SOS. Number 22. Which statement about recording all contacts and unanswered CQ calls in a station log book or computer log is not correct? A log book is required by Industry Canada. Number 23. Why would it be useful to have an azimuthal world map centered on the location of your station? Because it shows the compass bearing from your station to any place on Earth for antenna planning and pointing. Number 24. You hear other local stations talking to radio amateurs in New Zealand, but you don't hear those stations with your beam aimed on the normal compass bearing to New Zealand. What should you try? Point your beam 180 degrees away from the bearing and listen for the stations arriving on the long path. Number 25. The signal QRM signifies I am being interfered with. Number 26. When referring to contacts in the station log, what do the letters UTC mean? Universal Time Coordinated, formerly Greenwich Mean Time, or GMT. Number 27. If you hear distress traffic and are unable to render assistance, you should contact authorities and then maintain watch until you are certain that assistance will be forthcoming. Number 28. What is the most useful type of map to use when orientating a directional HF antenna towards a distant station? Azimuthal. Number 29. The Q signal, which signifies I will call you again, is QRX. Number 30. What is the most important accessory to have for handheld radio in an emergency? Several sets of charged batteries. Number 39. What is the meaning of your signal report is 59 plus 20 dB? A relative signal strength meter reading is 20 dB greater than strength 9. Number 32. If you are the net-controlled station of a daily HF net, what should you do if the frequency on which you normally meet is in use just before the net begins? Call and ask the occupants to relinquish the frequency for the scheduled net, but if they are not agreeable, conduct the net on a frequency 3 to 5 kHz away from the original net frequency. Number 33. What is the meaning of your signal report is 1-1? Your signal is unreadable and barely perceptible. Number 34. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter G? Golf. Number 35. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter A? Alpha. Number 36. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter I? India. Number 37. What is the meaning of the term 73? Best regards. Number 38. What does RST-579 mean in Morse code contact? Your signal is perfectly readable, moderately, or fairly strong, with a perfect tone. Number 39. What can you use as an aid for correct station identification when using phone? The standard international phonetic alphabet. Number 40. What are RST signal reports? A short way to describe signal reception. Number 41. What is a good way to make contact on a repeater? Say the call sign of the station you want to contact and then your call sign. Number 42. What is the meaning of your signal report is 33? Your signal is readable with considerable difficulty and weak in strength. Number 43. If a net is about to begin on a frequency which you and another station are using, what should you do? As a courtesy to the net, move to a different frequency. Number 44. What does RST-459 mean in a Morse code contact? Your signal is quite readable, fair strength, and with perfect tone. Number 45. What is meant by the term DX? Distant station. Number 46. What does RST mean in signal report? Readability, signal strength, and tone. Number 47. When selecting a CW transmitting frequency, what minimum frequency separation from a contact in progress should you allow to minimize interference? 150 to 500 Hz. Number 48. Good Morse telegraphy operators. Listen to the frequency to make sure that it is not in use before transmitting. 49. FM repeater operation on 2-meter band uses one frequency for transmission and one for reception. The difference in frequency between the transmit and receive frequency is normally 600 kilohertz. Number 50. Which sideband is commonly used on 3,755 kHz for phone operation? Lower. Number 51. What is the correct way to call CQ when using Morse code? Send the letter CQ 3 times, followed by DE, followed by your call sign sent 3 times. Number 52. What is the meaning of your signal report is 5-7? Your signal is perfectly readable and moderately or fairly strong. Number 53. What is the correct way to call CQ when using voice? Say CQ 3 times followed by this is followed by your call sign spoken 3 times. Number 54. What is a CTCSS or PL tone? A sub-audible tone added to a carrier which may cause receiver to accept a signal. Number 55. What is simplex operation? Transmitting and receiving on the same frequency. Number 56. What is the purpose of a repeater timeout timer? It limits the amount of time someone can transmit on a repeater. Number 57. If propagation changes during your contact and you notice increasing interference from other activity on the same frequency, what should you do? Move your contact to another frequency. Number 58. What should you do before you transmit on a frequency? Listen to make sure others are not using the frequency. Number 59. Why should local amateur communications use VHF and UHF frequencies instead of HF frequencies? To minimize interference on HF bands capable of long-distance communications. Number 60. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter R? Romeo. Number 61. How do you call another station on a repeater if you know the station's call sign? Say the station's call sign, then identify your own station. Number 62. How should you answer a Morse code CQ call? Send the other station's call sign twice, followed by DE, followed by your call station twice. Number 63. Before transmitting, the first thing you should do is listen carefully so as not to interrupt communications already in progress. Number 64. How should you answer a voice CQ call? Say the other station's call sign once, followed by this is, then your call sign given phonetically. If you are operating simplex on a Number 65. If you are operating simplex on a repeater frequency, why would it be good amateur practice to change to another frequency? Changing the repeater's frequency is not practical. Number 66. If you were talking to a station using a repeater, how would you find out if you can communicate using simplex instead? See if you can clearly receive the station on repeater's input frequency. Number 67. To make your call sign better understood when using voice transmissions, what should you do? Use standard international phonetics for each letter of your call sign. Number 68. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter D? Delta. Number 69. What is the proper way to ask someone their location when using a repeater? Where are you? Number 70. Which sideband is commonly used for 20-meter phone operation? Upper. Number 71. When should you use simplex operation instead of a repeater? When a contact is possible without using a repeater. Number 72. Why should you keep transmission short when using a repeater? A long transmission may prevent someone with an emergency from using the repeater. Number 73. What is the meaning of procedural signal K? Any station, please reply. Number 74. At what speed should Morse code CQ be transmitted? At any speed you can reliably receive. Number 75. What is the meaning of the procedural signal DE? From. Number 76. What is the meaning of the procedural signal CQ? Calling any station. Number 77. Why should you pause briefly between transmissions when using a repeater? To listen for anyone else wanting to use the repeater. Number 78. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter E? Echo. Number 79. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter B? Bravo. Number 80. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter L? Lima. Number 81. What is the main purpose of a repeater? To increase the range of portable and mobile stations. Number 82. When selecting a single sideband phone transmitting frequency, what minimum frequency separation from a contact in progress should you allow? Between suppressed carriers to minimize interference. Approximately 3 kHz. Number 83. What is the standard international phonetic for the letter P? Papa. Number 84. What is the proper way to break into a conversation on a repeater? Say your call sign during a break between transmissions. Number 85. FM receivers perform in an unusual manner when two or more stations are present. The loudest signal, even though it is only two or three times as loud as the other signals, will be the only transmission demodulated. This is called capture effect. Number 86. What does monitoring mean on a packet radio frequency? A receiving station is displaying messages that may not be sent to it and is not replying to any message. Number 87. What does connected mean in packet radio link? A transmitting station is sending data to only one receiving station. It replies to that data as being received correctly. Number 88. Which of the following terms does not apply to packet? Baudel. Number 89. What does network mean in packet radio? A way of connecting packet radio stations so data can be sent over long distance. Number 90. What is a digipeater? A packet radio station that retransmits only data that is marked to be retransmitted. Number 91. When selecting an RTTY transmitting frequency, what minimum frequency separation from a contact in progress should you allow center to center to minimize interference? 250 to 500 Hz. Number 92. When using AMTOR transmissions, there are two modes that may be utilized, Mode A uses Automatic Repeat Request, or ARQ, protocol and is normally used for communications after contact has been established. Number 93. Digital transmissions use signals called blank to transmit the states 1 and 0. Mark and space. Number 94. How would you modulate a 2-meter FM transceiver to produce packet radio emissions? Connect a terminal node controller to the transceiver's microphone input. Number 95. Why should we be careful in choosing a simplex frequency when operating VHF and UHF FM? You may inadvertently choose a channel that is an input to a local repeater. Number 96. A distant station asks for a signal report on a local repeater you monitor. What fact affects your assessment? Number 96. A distant station asks for a local signal report on a local repeater you monitor. What fact affects your assessment? The other operator needs to know how well he is received on the repeater, not how well you receiver the repeater. Number 97. What is the meaning of the Q signal QSB? Your signal is faded. Number 98. A directional antenna pointed in the long path direction to another station is generally orientated how many degrees from its short path heading? 180 degrees. Number 99. What are the restrictions on the use of abbreviations or procedural signals in the amateur service? They may be used if the signals do not obscure the meaning of a message. Number 100. What should you do to keep your station from retransmitting music or signals from non-amateur station? Turn down the volume of background audio. Number 101. What identification, if any, is required when two amateur stations begin communications? Each station must transmit its own call sign. Number 102. What is the proper way to interrupt a repeater conversation to signal a distress call? Break in immediately following the transmission of the active party and state your situation and call sign.